Biggie, you're on.
Okay, good morning, everyone. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Are you all awake?
Yes. Definitely.
Okay, good. How's the conference going for you so far? Pretty well?
Yes.
Are you learning a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Are you retaining it, though? That's what all these devices are for. So I'm not going to talk a real long time. You've got a lot to learn. And this presentation is the Cerebtech presentation on maximizing potential with mainstream and assistive technologies with assistive help from Dave from HIMSS. And afterwards, we'd like you to invite you to the booths. Ours is 705 and 805, and Cerebtech is at?
We're actually not exhibiting. We'll be interviewing others who are exhibiting, so you may run into us in the exhibit halls as you're checking out additional technology.
Literally, I run into a lot of people here at this shop.
That happens when there are blind people around.
Yes, that happens when there's robots around, too. So we hope you learn a lot. We wish you a wonderful day, and I'll leave it to Joe, Ricky, and Dave.
Before you leave, Big E, just a quick reminder that there are a couple of old streams lying around in the booth, so don't forget, make them give you your snack.
Sounds delicious.
All right, all very right. Good.
Bye, everybody. See you later. Have a good day.
Bye.
Oh, I can just get over the speed bump here.
He's eaten too many streams already. He's a little heavier than normal.
There you go.
What's sort of happening is a lot of people keep bringing their streams by after they see the blaze, and he just wolfs them down. We've got to put him on a strict regimen.
That's one hungry robot. So, good morning, everyone. I am Ricky Anger. I'm on the executive team of Cerebtech, and with me is my colleague Joe Steinkamp, who is operations director for Cerebtech, and of course, introduced by Big E is Dave Wilkinson from HIMSS.
Good morning.
So, we live in interesting times, right? Back in my day, when I trudged back and forth to school uphill both ways in the snow, I had to carry this huge backpack because we had to have, say, hard copy Braille books. The Perkins Brailler that you could whack people with as you were walking down the hall. You might have a fairly large note taker to go along with that if you weren't able to use the Perkins in class. And then you had the big giant NLS tape recorder that was also very heavy too if you had to read cassette books. So basically, you had to have this whole huge arsenal of things to carry around just to be able to stay productive and do what you needed to do. Luckily, we don't have to be quite as strong and quite as pack mule-ish as we were back in the day, because now there are lots of different technologies that can do similar things to what we needed before, only they're far smaller and lighter. I guess the conversation, though, is since there are so many types of technology, what do you do in order to be able to accomplish your task? Is it, yes, I know there are mainstream things, I know there are things off the shelf that I can get, but I still really am in love with my old note taker, so I'm going to use that for every single thing that I ever do and not use anything else? Or is it just the opposite, where who needs that silly old Braille display or note taker or what have you? I'm going to do everything from one single device. And I think that can be a little bit, you can be productive with one or the other type of technology, but you can really be productive using a combination of both. And that's what we want to talk about today. So let's just do a quick scenario of, I got to scan a document of some kind, and I've got my scanner at home, and I scan on the PC using, I don't know, just as an example, Cerebtech's DocuScan Plus, which we'll take a look at here.
Blank, DocuScan Plus. What?
Now, as she's going along, I'm actually looking at what she's doing off of my Braille display, just to put this in, so that I have a BrailleSense U2 hooked up, and we're looking at the Braille display. So that if she wasn't using speech, which is what we call a visual and audio accommodation, because it's an accessibility conference, right? So, but I am looking at what's happening on the Braille display. So we've got multiple modalities happening. My apologies. It won't be the first time I interrupt you. Ask my boss. It happens all the time.
So here is DocuScan Plus, and it's just a really simplistic interface. Decided not to bring the scanner today. I planned ahead and said, hey, I already have a document that's previously scanned, and we've saved it in the cloud.
DocuScan Plus. Manage documents. 1. Test files. Folder.
Want to take a look at what we have here and look.
Create a folder. Editable text. Blank. DocuScan Plus. 1. Simple scan. Link.
Let's push the wrong button just to keep things interesting.
Manage documents. Manage documents.
We'll go through the docs that we have here.
Apple Card, CSU, Doctor Eye Care, Link.
Eye care, that sounds like a good idea. The care and feeding of your eyes and things? Sure, why not? So we bring this up.
Ocular prosthesis management. Always wash hands before you tamper with your prosthesis. To insert, to remove.
Also, keep them away from Big E.
He really loves those. They're kind of like almonds to him. He just, can I have a big old bag of prostheses, please?
It's recycling to a whole new level.
Yes.
He just wants to be more human-like.
That's right. Yeah, that's just creepy.
The eyes have it.
Yeah.
That's a Starbucks gift card worthy
comment.
So here we have a $15 Starbucks gift card, compliments of Hims. The trick is whether you can use it in all in one cup of coffee. Now the good news is there's one more to give away as the morning goes on. So keep being witty, erudite, and focused.
Gotcha. Or we could perhaps give a gift card to the first person who snores. We hope that doesn't happen, but
what if it's Joe?
That may be possible. Hold on. Also on the screen, just so we have a moment here, for those who need some virtual description, the text is actually being presented with white foreground on a black background, or yellow in some cases for links. And that's something that shows up well on the projector, but also for some people who want to be able to maintain true color. And without having to go, like those of you who use Zoom text to know about inverse, well, what if you want to look at a picture? Well, this just changes the foreground and the background of the colors rather than the text, which makes things a little easier for low vision components.
So I've got this document here that I've scanned, and Dave can read it on his display. I can read it with speech here, and that's great. It's very convenient to be able to do that. But what happens when it's time for me to go travel on the bus to school or commute to work on the train for 2 hours or whatever? I don't really want to be getting my laptop out of my bag just to read this really important document about eye care. So I have a couple of other options.
Send to Amazon Kindle button.
If I have an Amazon Kindle, I can send it there. I can email myself this document so that I could read it on my iOS or Android device or whatever portable thing I wanted to do. Of course, you could read it on the YouTube with email as well. Or
make a daisy book button.
I can make a daisy book of this scanned document, and I can transfer that over to a BookSense, a Blaze, a U2, and not only will I have audio of this document being read by the text-to-speech that I'm currently using with my Saratech product, but I can also switch to text. Let's say I forgot how to spell prosthesis and I hear this thing going along and like, uh-oh, I need to check the spelling of that word. If I'm looking at this on a U2 or any other DAISY player, then I can switch my DAISY mode to text and begin reading that. I can also make a Braille file.
Make an MP3 file, but password protect, save to, make a Braille file, button.
So I can make a Braille file here, which could be transferred to a U2 and a Braille Edge, right, Dave?
Yes, and the Braille Edge is not up here in the front because it's down in the booth, but we do have, if you don't want to go with a full-fledged note taker, the Braille Edge is a Braille display first and foremost, but it also has an SD card slot so that you can use it as a scratch pad, not hooked up to another device, so that you could put this Braille, actually any of the formats, Braille, text, doc, docx, RTF, several letters that I'm forgetting because it's too early in the morning, and you can put onto that SD card and use the Braille display independent of anything else to read it, so that you're getting a 40-cell Braille display at the same price point as other 40-cell Braille displays, plus the ability to use it as a scratch pad and to be able to read a lot of documents.
Now, what if the only thing I had was my, say, YouTube and, I don't know, an iPad? We can still read this document very easily, even without emailing it to ourselves. On the iPad, we have a free app in the App Store called iBlink Radio. This is where you can look at podcasts produced by and for the blind community, as well as radio stations, radio reading services, and the like. And you can connect to SAMNet, which is what we're using here. So this same document that I have scanned and saved in the cloud, we could bring that up on an iPad if we wanted to.
And again, on that iPad, we're still coming back to the Braille component. And part of the reason we keep coming back to the Braille component, and part of this is preaching to the choir, but Braille is akin to literacy. And what we're doing here, and you all already know the statistics that we already have an abysmal unemployment rate among the blind and visually impaired that ranges anywhere from 59 to 74%, depending on whose numbers you look at. But if you add Braille to the equation and you're not only using speech, your job prospects go up by approximately 80%. So we're not just tossing Braille out here for the fun of it. This is a guaranteed investment into the future. And also, realistically, when you're using speech, and speech is great, but the person sitting next to you doesn't care what you're reading, who you're texting. Well, they might, depending on what their status is in your life.
Exactly.
But Braille equals a more socially acceptable solution oftentimes than speech. And so that's why we keep coming back to the importance of Braille. If I'm sending a text to my wife, the last thing I want is for Joe to hear it. So I'm going to turn speech off. I'm going to send it in, using. It also allows me to sneak text out during boring staff meetings.
So, yeah, that never happens.
Sorry, James. but so that's why we keep coming back to the importance of Braille
and flexibility, because maybe the future isn't Windows for some people. Maybe it is an iPad. Being able to pair to a Braille display like we do with HIMSS, and be able to read DocuScan Plus from iBlink Radio. There are times that I don't want to carry this big laptop with me, so carrying an iPad Air and a Braille display makes life so much easier. And I can get to that information just about anywhere when I want to, where I need it. And I've actually had to survive off of presentations up in iBlink Radio because I forgot to bring my laptop. But the other idea is, though, it gives people the flexibility to learn. If someone is new to blindness, then you can see by our menu system how simple it is to get comfortable with going through links. And it's the same way with iBlink Radio on iOS or Android. It's very easy for someone to get accustomed or used to that. Also, within that app, there are radio stations, radio reading stations, because we're a member of IAAIS, the Radio Reading Services Organization, and also podcasts made for and by blind individuals, and streaming radio stations. The idea behind iBlink is to be on devices that you're going to be using when you're not necessarily in front of the keyboard and mouse. And that's what's really important, because you still need to be able to get to that information, whether it's on the Windows machine, whether it's DocuScan Plus on the Mac, or whether it's here on my iPad Air.
For both our companies, and keep in mind these are just examples, there are certainly other ways that mainstream and assistive technology can work together, but we're showing you the best, so you know, there you have it.
We're trying to make your choices easy.
Exactly. For both our companies, the idea is to be able to access whatever information you're interested in, regardless of what devices you happen to have with you. So they're both very, very flexible things. So not only do we read information, but sometimes we actually need to create things. And once we've created things, we want to be able to access those wherever we happen to be. Let's say that I created maybe an Excel spreadsheet or a Word document for this particular presentation. If I wanted, I could do something very traditional and bring up that Word document here on the machine and have it be on the Braille display as well. But I can also, not only with a Word document, but with an Excel spreadsheet, I can create this on a machine and then just grab my YouTube, run out the door, and I'm still able to read that Excel spreadsheet. I'm able to view the Word document, and I can make changes to that document if I need to.
And if you want to be able to just read the document, you could save it to a BookSense and be able to read that without having to go through your bag to find this, to pair this, to grab this. And that's another thing I do a lot when I want to double check something on the airplane or a schedule or a number for a hotel. It's one more thing that I have in my pocket as opposed to reaching into my bag to get my iPad Air or pull out a laptop.
And pop quiz time, as of a couple of months from now, in addition to the book sense, what else would you be able to send that document to? There you go. Whoever said Blaze first gets the other Starbucks gift card. Get it all for one cup of coffee. The gentleman in the back. Yep. I can't see where I'm going. Stop me.
There you go. You're good.
Save him. I'm out of gift cards. You can go now if you want, but I wouldn't recommend it. We're just getting started. I had 5 shots of coffee in 1 cup. I'm sorry.
That took the whole $15, I think. And Vincent.
Starbucks cards went.
It's a habit. He's on the 12-step recovery program.
Oh, no, I'm not.
This is Robert from the Tech Doctor Podcast. I thank you for the gift card.
Excellent. Enjoy. That'll get you through the night for the next tech for your next editing session.
All right.
And if you aren't already listening to that man's podcast, you should.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Which are available, by the way,
on iWeek Radio. Or download it from Samnet onto your BookSense and see how that's how perfect things work out.
Exactly. And in a couple of months, you'll be able to do that on the Blaze as well. So this is how we can create things and have access to them wherever we happen to be. But it's not always about productivity. Productivity is an amazing thing, and we all have to adhere to that, at least at some points. But at the end of the day, sometimes all we really want to do is go and chat with people, or we want to see what's going on Twitter or Facebook, or you know, maybe Skype with somebody or whatever. It's all about the social media. You can do a lot with this kind of thing. We have the Saratech Socializer.
Socializer button. Sign in. Heading. My social networks. Facebook. Twitter. At Ranger Station.
I'm going
manage
to
manage social net. Twitter. Facebook. Link.
Yep.
Twitter. At Ranger Station. Link.
Wow.
We're busy over there.
Is the Columbus
there? Is that the red phone?
Detroit, hello.
I told you we were just getting started.
Yeah. I had some of his coffee.
Post my list. Everything Microsoft. Open. Post a new tweet. 140 characters remaining. Editable text.
This is
so right here in this session. I can post something
on my profile
on his profile, and he can't do anything about it.
If I don't have my my computer here in front of me, I've got the same ability here.
Biomed, Twitter, P.
Right on the YouTube.
Right on the YouTube.
Connecting.
Now I'm cheating. I'm using a Bluetooth connection to a Jambox. But we'll send out a tweet here in a moment just to prove we can do it. It's signing me in. We're using my phone, so it's a little slow.
Timeline.
And he's not posting on my profile.
That's I'm not. It's on my. That'll be my tweet, actually.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so now all I have to do is.
Arcade also got a demo of Eloquence for Android. We'll post.
Yeah. So now I hit Enter T.
Tweet dialog box. Tweet.
Output I.
M.
M. Advanced, C,
no.
Adams Incorporated,
is
my new
Joe.
So I put, I am not posting on Joe's profile. Anybody who's following me, all 4 of them will be confused now.
And I just put, Big E from Hims Inc. is my new best friend.
Tweet.
Oh, that was much better.
There we go. So I was able to post right from the Socializer without needing to go to the Twitter website if I didn't want to. And
genius
Dave
Ray,
can post,
I am not posting on Joe's profile. 131.
Right from the YouTube, he didn't need a machine to do that. He's able to read his tweets in Braille as he does that. He can review what is in the home timeline and then go see who says nasty things about him, and hopefully no one has. Or
why have you been looking at my profile?
Is this IE browser? This is Samnet browser?
Correct.
This is Samnet browser, yes.
They're using the Samnet browser, and I'm using a Twitter app that's built into the U2. And what we'll have later on is we'll merge the two, but I could also switch back over and use Samnet browser using my U2 as a Braille display.
yes,
off of the computer, so that I could even take it a step further. If I was a really not nice person, I could use my keyboard and write a tweet and send it before Ricky and Joe knows what was happening, since I've got this hooked up as their braille display.
Since I'm close enough to punch him, he will not do this, but he could.
I need a good beating every now and then. But
so, it's another session.
that's violence and accessibility.
Yes.
Blind on blind violence, yes.
So we're using multiple means of doing this, and we can also tie the two together. Part of the idea being, what you visual people do, not to generalize, not that that ever happens with us, but what you sightlings do, you use whatever the most convenient solution is at a given moment, whether it's your phone, whether it's your laptop, whether it's someone else's phone, someone else's laptop, you use the most convenient solution to you. Too often what happens with people with disabilities is they try to get penned into one specific solution, which doesn't happen with you sightlings. So what we're trying to show here is that there are multiple ways of doing things, and the situation dictates what the solution may be. So just like you wouldn't be pegged into one specific solution, we don't want to be pegged into one specific solution either. We want multiple tools, and then we can choose the solution that best fits our circumstances at that given moment.
And back to what we were talking about before, ease of use, being able to use something in this particular interface that we have right here that's being demonstrated, where you can simply down arrow or first letter navigate within this particular structure. And then also the idea of support. There's a lot of opportunities out there for a lot of companies, but when you're working with someone who's new to blindness or adjusting to blindness, it's nice to know that you might need support from a company. And that's a little better than some other solutions out there that are offering you a free option, but not necessarily the support to back it. So now I gotta go on and look at a forum or look at an email list to be able to find out what a common issue is or if it's been fixed or not.
All I have to do to get help here or support is hit space and H.
Sign out, enter G, dots 1, 2, 4, 5. Personal information, enter I, dots 2, 4.
And it just gives me all the commands
space
that are available
timeline,
here.
Space S, dots 2, 3, 4. Home timeline, enter H, dots 1, 2, 5.
I'll stop at this point because help is only so interesting unless you need it.
Exactly.
But part of the beauty of a note taker is that you have specific, anything that you can do on this is going to be 100% accessible, so that you know that you always have help available. Yes, you could do this on your iPhone, but you're not going to have the help or the support network readily built in.
And there are some things that you wouldn't necessarily think about doing for
help
a note taker that you can. For example, I could say, let's say Saratech and Hims were maybe having a partnership of some sort. Yeah, let's pretend that happened. Oh wait, it did. And let's say we needed to send you maybe some commercial spots that were going to be aired on the Saratech podcast network.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, see, we really like Dropbox for that because email's a little big and bulky and you gotta zip it up or you gotta send some SendSpace link or something like that. But what happens if we are big Dropbox fans and we want to send something to you? Can you use the U2 with Dropbox?
Ricky, I'm really glad you asked that question.
Yes.
Because the answer is yes. The U2's...
But wait, there's more.
But wait, that's right. Where's Ron Peel when he needs it? It just so happens that I can Alt-Tab over...
Name, terminal for screen reader.
Let's keep going.
File manager, F. Task name, file manager. Copy, task name, media, task name, Dropbox.
Here we go, now I'm in Dropbox.
Demographics.docs33.
And now, inside of my, and I moved this the other night, where Hims is sponsoring the Saratech coverage of CSUN, and so as a result, we got to do some commercial spots, which was really pretty cool. So, I have in my Dropbox folder.
SPN, public folder 6, set pictures folder 5-7. Public folder 6-7. Camera uploads folder
17,
folder SPN Protos folder 77.
So now in here,
audio samples, Evan CSUN, SPN
demographics.docs33.
Evan CSUN, box folder 23.
Ebot, CSUN, which is actually Ebot, yeah, Evan, which I could correct in my user dictionary, but now I have my commercials here and I could download them, and then I've got them available on my YouTube so that I could listen to them back and send snarky suggestions.
helpful dialogue.
Oh,
that's what we call
helpful. Yes. But we're the only note taker that has an an app that will give you access to the cloud, which is beneficial in social settings. It's also beneficial in a classroom setting, so that after I finish doing my math homework, I can create a DocX and send it to Dropbox, and my teacher can download it. Yes?
Can you do Namath Braille with the YouTube?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Version 8.1. Is in the last stages of beta. Not only can you do Namath, this is a brief commercial that'll be covered tomorrow in a session in the morning, so come back for round two, there'll be more Starbucks gift cards. But to answer the question, since you asked, version 8.1 not only gives you access to Namath, it also, unlike other products that are out there, will allow you to print the results of your Namath correctly by saving the file as a doc file and printing it from another device. It will also let you import things like math worksheets into the Braille Sense and see Namath properly, and then write your answers down, save it as a doc file, send it to another computer, put it in Dropbox, email, whatever, and you're done. So we have full and complete Namath support from the calculator to the word processor. Sorry, brief commercial. Back to reality.
So I think we'd all agree that cat videos are incredibly important to everyone, right? Yes. At least most people who go to YouTube seem to think so. Not only could I watch cat videos, neon cats, and so on a laptop using, say, System Access as a screen reader, or perhaps opening things in the SAMNet browser if I wanted to do that, not only can I watch YouTube here, but the YouTube also allows for the use of YouTube. And that's not something that you would typically think of a notator doing, right? I mean, you're usually thinking of, it'll do calendar, I can add contacts, I can look at my documents and so on, but YouTube is one of those things that is a really nice to have in a note taker for those times that it's essential that you watch a cat video.
And so now, I'm typing in cats.
Search.
This is a loaded question.
Search results. Funny cats compilation 20 minutes. Happy New Year 2014 150.
And so now I've got the 50 most popular cat videos that immediately pop up. Now, obviously, I'm not going to be watching them on the little LCD screen on the YouTube, or if I am, I've got a heck of a lot better vision than I've been letting on. But it's going to download the audio to that video. It's going to let me use the front controls for play, stop, fast forward, rewind, pause, and I've got access to the audio of my YouTube videos. And again, I could be doing, it's a matter of choice. I could do this with SAMNet. I could be using with my Braille display hooked up to a laptop, or I can do this with my YouTube on its own as an independent device.
One last thing I want to talk about is using SAMNet specifically with Daisy Book Players. We've talked a lot about the YouTube, but of course there is also the BookSense. There is soon to be the Blaze. There are other Daisy Book Players that EBOT may or may not have, or Big E may or may not have consumed already, like the Bookport Plus, the Stream. PlexTalk Pocket, we support all of those things, and the idea here
is... You said the PlexTalk Pocket's a little salty.
Yeah, it tastes like it tastes like chicken.
This is going to be a long day.
And when you walk by their booth, make sure you tell them that. You
know? Hey, we heard the PlexTalk tastes like chicken. Can I try one of those?
Get them at the fair. Now we're going to be sued.
We're sorry.
Satire. All satire.
Yes, absolutely. It really tastes more like turkey. So,
as a vegetarian, I'm offended by these choices.
Okay.
I understand there's an insulting version coming out in the next couple of months.
Tofurky.
Yes.
It's tofu, whatever you want it to be.
It's the Toflex talk.
And now we have a title.
That's right. You just thought this presentation was titled something all professional and so on. No, it's the Toflex talk. Speaking of things that you can do aside from eating Daisy Book Players, you can actually use them to transfer content from SAMNet. And we're not just talking about
SAMNet home. You have
close
new message.
Socializer here.
Email, news, sport, news, link.
I can go here to news, and there
new
are
window. News. Please choose one of the following two links.
I can
one.
Choose text or audio.
Text, link.
We'll just do text right now.
Text. Please choose one of the following 37 links. One, Australia.
And these are different news sections from different countries. What I can do is go through each of these categories of news, and I can decide which feeds to add to a newspaper. So I can make my own very customized newspaper. What I really care about is I want to read about Justin Bieber, and then I want to read CNN, and those two things can coexist in the same newspaper. We're not going to judge. So
they can in Miami.
Yeah. You can put these things together in your newspaper, and so when you wake up in the morning, you can either read that newspaper, or you can say, I'm going to grab my Daisy Book Player, and all of the new articles that have been downloaded to my personalized newspaper in the morning, I can transfer those over to my book player and walk out the door with just that. And now I've got plenty of reading material. I can also do this with podcasts, such as Dr. Carter's podcast, or such as the CSUN coverage that SPN is doing, any number of other podcasts that are here on SAMNet. And again, whether it is text or audio, I can transfer those things to my player of choice. And then, I mean, you can carry one of those in your hand. So you have entertainment, or if you're actually reading news to actually keep up with things and be somewhat productive, you can do it that way as well.
And one of the other things about this particular SAMNet, the way that we do this, is some solutions out there take over a computer completely. That is going to be the only program you're going to be able to do. With SAMNet, you can close this out, and if you're a one-computer household or you're a low-income household where the family has to share one computer, it's not in your way. It's not going to get in the way of anything else. Therefore, all of the family can use that, as opposed to a one sole source solution, which is going to take up everything. It may be running on Windows, but you can't easily get to that particular solution very easily to get to other things in Windows if you're sharing the computer.
Speaking of sharing the computer, one thing that we can do, and I'm not going to do this today because the hotspot would probably cry and tell me not to do that. Let's say that I am maybe disorganized in some way, which of course I am totally not. I always have it together. But if hypothetically, if I had left something behind and I didn't put it on my U2, I didn't put it in Dropbox, I didn't put it somewhere that I could easily access it. It's just a Word document sitting on my hard drive somewhere. I can go into a menu.
System access menu. Remote control. Choose a computer. Please choose the computer you want to remotely control. 1.
Now, since I have licenses for Saratech products on both this machine and others, I can remotely access that other machine or those other machines from wherever I happen to be. And in that way, maybe I don't have Office installed on this computer for whatever reason, or maybe I, again, need to grab a document or something like that. I can access this from wherever I am. I can even do this from somebody else's computer, even from a business center, if they have laptops just randomly somewhere at the coffee shop. I can run www.sa2go.com, have a fully functioning screen reader and access to DocuScan Plus and SAMNet as well. If I have purchased those things, I've got all my settings right there, and I can then access anything I need to, whether it's on that machine or whether it's on my home machine.
And with DocuScan Plus, you can actually do that on a Mac, save to the cloud, and read it at Windows at work. What we've noticed is a lot of people are choosing a Mac for their home system.
Are you sure you wanted it?
No, oh yeah, that's scary. That's my home system. Wait a second. And so what we're noticing is a lot of people are choosing a Mac for home and using Windows at work because they have to in some cases. But scanning a document at Windows and then coming home and reading it on the Mac because it's synced in the cloud, or reading it again on the iPad on the way home, is just another way that we're recognizing as blind individuals that you have to be able to access any of these devices under a number of scenarios.
And HIMSS is equally cross-platform, right? You guys are on the Mac. You can use various places. Yeah.
Mac, PC, Android, iDevices, you name it. If it can make dots, you can look at the dots on the HIMSS devices. And again, that's part of, you know, if I'm looking at my computer from home and I'm using SAMNet's remote capabilities, I can be looking at my home computer on my Braille display so that I can make changes, edit my documents. Editing is where Braille really comes in to be pretty crucial. You know, as far as spacing, as far as spelling, as far as just being able to see what you've got written. There are three different ways to spell two, right? So, actually four if you count the number, and five if you count the Roman numeral. So, so you know, when you're looking at editing and just the aesthetics of making a document, something that you would want to actually show to someone else, then Braille becomes critical, and that's where the U2 or the Edge or the U2 Mini would play a crucial role.
I'm ready to open it up for questions and see if people are still awake and maybe want to talk about things that we haven't covered here. Anybody have anything?
Question, how much is the purchase of SAM account?
So there are numerous options, and I'll break them down fairly quickly. We've actually seen three Saratech products today. One of them is DocuScan Plus. One of them is System Access, which is a screen reader. And the last is SamNet, where you saw the podcasts and news and email and various other things. You can get all three of those things in a package called Accessibility Anywhere, $21.95 a month or $240 a year. Or you're able to purchase DocuScan Plus or System Access outright, $2.99 for DocuScan Plus, $4.99 for System Access, and then SamNet, which is a subscription. So this is something that you pay for monthly or yearly to access the service, streaming radio stations, podcasts, news, recipes, all sorts of things, voice chat. You can get that $16.95 a month or $149 per year. So depending on which solutions you're hoping to get, there's a package or a way to get only the ones that you think you need.
Okay, what did you call the total package again?
Accessibility Anywhere.
One of the things that I like to use SamNet for, and I forget which part is which, it's from concussions from too many sports over the years, but I like to go and look at their audio described movies and then download them to my BookSense or soon my Blaze EZ, and I can take my audio described movies anywhere with me, and I've got ultimate control over when I listen to them, how I'm going to listen to them. I don't have to worry about airplane mode, any of that type of stuff. So that's one of the features that I really like on there. You've got there, of course, there are other sources that you can get audio described, TV or movies, but it's a phenomenal archive. It's well organized, it's easy to search, and then I can just download the movies of my choice right to my BookSense or my Blaze, and I'm off on my way.
And let me add, our community is very important to us. Saratech is 12 years old, and it's through the power of the community and our users. We're standing here before you because people believed in us and our content and what we do. And that content is constantly being updated because our community tells us what isn't working, what is working, what would you like to do. Earlier this week, Ricky and I did a session on crowdsourcing. We look to our users to help us develop these products so they stay within the simplicity that people like, but have the versatility that they're looking for in new devices.
And that's one of the things that makes Saratech and HIMSS such a partnership with such synergy, is that HIMSS has been around for 15 years, but only 4 years really strongly in the States. And as a result, we are we're a bit of the underdog, which is not necessarily the case with Saratech, but we're a bit of the underdog. We want your business. We need your business in order to keep the lights on. And for that and many other reasons, we listen to our user community, and we try to act quickly and as a result of that. And I've only been working at HIMSS for a few months. I came on as the business development manager last July, June, something like that. And one of the things that I've been stunned at is the quickness at which we can turn things around and implement features that people have asked for. So it's one of the things that makes it exciting to work with Saratech, is that you've got two organizations that spend a lot of time listening to their customers and trying to immediately give them what they're looking for. Now, the follow-up with that is that don't expect that if you tell me at the booth today that you want your U2 to be able to make coffee and you're the only person that suggested it, you're not going to see it tomorrow.
Hey, I suggested it, so there are at least two people who want that. Get on it.
We're working on it.
One interesting thing about Saratech and SamNet in particular, Joe was talking about the community. What we have seen, and it's something that wouldn't have been possible, you know, just a few years ago, is that with the ability to remote control another computer accessibly, not only can I do this from my home computer, but if there is a brand new user to the community and they're very overwhelmed and a little bit leery of touching things, they're afraid they're gonna blow something up. If you have been a new user, you know, we've all been where they are at some point. We all started somewhere. And then we learn how to do things and can then pass that knowledge on to someone who's just coming in. And so that's how the community can work for us, in that somebody who's brand new can then be sort of tutored by someone who has been in the community for a few months or a few years and they know the software. And it doesn't just have to be a Ceratech staff member who's doing this. No, it's usually members of the community themselves who say, hey, I really want you to come in and play games and voice chat with me, and I know you're not quite sure how to do that yet, so let's work on it together. Any other questions?
I was just wondering, you had mentioned when you were talking about DocuScan that it has, you can do with email and all that, but I was just wondering if it had a Dropbox connectivity.
So there isn't a Dropbox connectivity directly with DocuScan Plus. You would either email it, or you could save the document itself as an RTF or a BRF file, depending on how you wanted to use it. And then you could copy that into Dropbox if you wanted to be able to access that from elsewhere. You can also just access it directly from iBlink Radio as it resides in the cloud, so you don't have to save it anywhere. So you've still got the ability to access it from the cloud. It just may not always be in Dropbox. So you can put it there manually, or you can access it through iBlink.
And we haven't discussed iBlink Radio at all. Do you want to talk about iBlink Radio a little bit, Joe?
Sure.
Let's talk about some of its features and anyway.
Why we did it.
Yeah, why?
iBlink Radio has been around since 2009. It's available for iOS and Android. It's a free application.
Both of which have Braille support available on the U2.
Yes.
And
Braille.
With the iBlink Radio app, we look at it from a place of somebody's new to blindness, or someone is interested in knowing more about blindness, or they're a longtime user. And it's an aggregator. Information and content that is there is managed or is created by blind and low vision individuals for blind and low vision individuals. Ceratech is manned 95% by blind staff, and so it's very important to us to make sure that we are pillars of the community and providing resources in that way.
Although they're never sure who's in the room.
That's true. And so on the front page is our own Ceratalk podcast network, which are six shows that are in active production currently. Those range from our weekly show, Ceratalk Weekly, which is kind of a mixture of mainstream news and assistive technology news. Again, that aggregates the information and feeds back to other individuals that are doing great work in our community. Because again, it's to be a beacon, a signpost. Then we have that Android show, which is about, well, Android. Triple Click Home for our Apple and iOS fans. Ceraspectives, where you don't always hear from our hosts, you actually hear from the community, because we want to get somebody else's take on it that isn't maybe somebody mired in what's going on in the assistive technology industry. We also have High Contrast, which is a show about low vision and transitioning with low vision. And of course, End of Line, which is our show about books and food and movies. And in fact, Ricky and I recorded an episode this week where this is very popular. We ate strange foods, as in bacon Ritz or
root beer float, Chips Ahoy cookies.
People.
We didn't eat any book players, but we did eat some pretty bizarre food.
Seaweed, that was really gross.
Yeah.
Seaweed's tasty.
It was.
We have some in the room for you.
Yeah, it was. They look like sheets of cellophane.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that content is there, again, to get someone familiarized with what's available, and it's a great launching point. Somebody may find Dr. Carter's podcast on iBlink Radio and then go to his site and read his show notes, but we like that we're able to help discover that. And then if somebody wants to use a podcatcher other than iBlink Radio, that's fine. But we really like that people can discover new information, like our CSUN 2014 coverage, that's going to be on the front page of iBlink Radio. So if you don't already have that, or you're doing sessions and don't have a time to get down to the exhibit hall, you can hear our coverage right there, sponsored by HIMSS.
Awesome. Any other questions?
Anybody
don't
else
be
have
shy.
A burning desire to ask
don't
things.
Raise your hand.
This is basically just a clarification to make sure I understood. Dave, when you said you can get iBlink on the YouTube, you mean other than when it's paired with an iPhone or an iPad?
No, and I should have clarified that. I would be using my iPhone or iPad at that point. To be getting iPoint Radio. So that's a fair clarification. It's a good example of when you would start using more than one tool in the toolbox to get what you're looking for. So thank you.
Okay. Hey, Dave.
Yes.
This is Everett. I was wondering, just because I haven't seen it yet, could you tell us about the Blaze a little bit?
Yeah, I haven't heard.
Absolutely. I'll be and again, we've got them in Island Booth 705 and 805. The Blaze is a new digital book reader from HIMSS that digital book readers for the last number of years have had an astounding amount of file formats available to them, but they've all left out one rather crucial file format that I wish I had a Starbucks gift card for.
Print.
For the result here. That's right, print. That old standby. So we've added a pretty good OCR. It's about the size of some of our competitors. It's about the size of the stream cookie that Big E was wolfing down a while ago. So we've got OCR. You're not going to be using it to scan War and Peace, but you're going to be using it to scan your mail. I was using it to scan the menu from the hotel yesterday. It's sort of taking what the KNFB reader started a number of years ago and advancing it several steps. It also has the ability to do all of your wireless stuff that's become pretty standard on Daisy book readers at this point for your internet radio. It has the ever popular FM radio. You can do podcasts. It's got high quality recording. Bluetooth, so you can go hands-free. There is a session that we're doing on the Blaze. I'm doing it. You would think I would know when it is. I think it's tomorrow afternoon.
It's tomorrow afternoon. At 1:50,
I think. Thank you. This is why I hang out with these guys. They know what I'm doing.
You're doing before you do.
That's right. it is being debuted at this show. You'll be one of the first folks to see it. It's still in pre-beta, but will be available before the summer shows.
What's the price?
Price point is still being worked on. Let me leave it at you will be very pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
And keep listening to serotalk.com, serotalk.com, because we'll be doing more coverage about that, especially as we get close to summer shows. This year, SPN is going to do its traditional AECB and NFB coverage, but also International AER and Blinded Veterans Association in August.
And through it all, you'll be able to hear coverage of how the Blaze is reducing the stream to a trickle. That's not an officially approved slogan, but I like it. And no one stopped me.
Wow.
You would love to sit in our promotion meetings. You know?
I'll be banned from doing the sessions after this.
You know, this does go out as a podcast, just so I'm working.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Thousands of people.
We love you all. Any other questions about Serotech products, about HIMSS products, about the synergy between the two, about Braille, about accessibility in general? If we don't know the answers, we'll make it up.
We're good at that.
Thank you.
Stone silence.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Come meet Big E. He's around today, but not to win. He has to go home tomorrow.
How long has Big E been around?
Big E is a CSUN only event. So Big E was born yesterday, and he'll go home today.
Will he have a light after this?
Will he have a light? I hope so.
Yes, as a Prius.
Yes, yeah, as a Prius.
Meet Ebot from HIMSS. Ebot is the first and only iPad-compatible, portable, reading, writing, and distance viewing video magnifier with optical character recognition. And get this, the connection to your iPad is totally wireless. Want more information? Visit us on the web at www.hims-inc.com. Or if you are at CSUN, see us in Island Booths 705 and 805. Ebot, the new standard in video magnifiers. Are you tired of browsing through thousands of sites just to find the news you want? What about recipes, shopping, radio stations? Wouldn't it be great if there was a single place where you could find all these things and a lot more? There is. Discover SamNet with the widest and most complete content ever assembled for the blind community. And speaking of community, you can use SamNet's voice chat, instant messaging, and users forums to communicate with family, friends, and others who share your interests. To learn more about SamNet, please visit www.serotech.com. That's www.serotech.com. Or call us toll-free at 866-202-0520. We're Serotech, the accessibility anywhere people.